This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Another risk in 2013, North Korea generally scores near the top of the list. It's not a risk, really, more of a headline. Google's executive chairman, Eric Schmidt, arrived in Pyongyang today. He's in the country as part of a private delegation led by Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico. Here's Richardson describing the purpose of the trip to reporters in Pyongyang.
This is a private humanitarian visit. We're here as individual American citizens looking at the humanitarian situation. We're going to ask about the American detainee who's here. We're interested in the economic and political situation.
It's Bill Richardson, of course. Eric Schmidt has not revealed his reasons for joining the delegation. We're joined by Karen Lee, Executive Director of the National Committee on North Korea. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So, Karen, what do you think is going on with Eric Schmidt? Is he just trying to make his passport more interesting, or is there something going on here in policy terms?
Well, I'm not really – we can't answer that yet, of course, because Eric Schmidt hasn't answered that question. I can see two reasons why he might have decided to piggyback on the Richardson delegation. One could be is that he doesn't want to make a boldly straightforward commercial trip. And doing it as part of a humanitarian delegation, he believes, will provide him with some cover. Clearly, it's not providing him with any cover, but that might have been his original motivation. And the Richardson delegation might also have been seeking funding. Someone has to pay for these trips.
Right.
I don't know whether or not Google is paying, but they could well be.
They could certainly afford it. We're talking with Karen Lee, Executive Director of the National Committee on North Korea. What about Richardson? Is he an actual channel in communications with North Korea? The State Department hasn't exactly been thrilled with Richardson going over there. I'm wondering if this is a real policy trip or something associated with Richardson's resume.
Well, it's clearly not a policy trip that has the blessing of the Obama administration. That they've made that patently obvious. I was thinking today about when President Clinton went to get the two journalists, Laura Ling and Una Lee, that he was briefed thoroughly, no smiling in the pictures. We don't want to give anything away to the North Koreans. We don't want to give them any kind of political gain for this. And thus, you have this uncharacteristic picture of Bill Clinton with no smile on his face. Richardson is beyond the administration's control in this way. So he can go, the North Koreans can feel that they have some kind of glamour by having a former governor from New Mexico come and visit them. And he's not going to have taken any instructions from the administration of how to act, how not to act. It's a delicate time. The UN is still responding to the most recent rocket launch. We have a new South Korean president coming in, President Park. And at this point, coordination between the incoming administration in the South and the United States is very critical. Something like this takes away the ability of the administration to coordinate with the South.
Well, no one has ever given Bill Richardson awards for his timing, that's for sure. What do you make of the Kim Jong-un overture to the world in his remarks within the last week?
I felt that some of the press overplayed that. I thought it was moderate and it invited the South Korean government to take the next step.
So not necessarily positive, status quo.
Well, I would just say that it was neutral. It left room. It was saying, you can come, you can knock on our door, come and let's see what happens. But I don't think they bent over backwards.
The chess game continues between the North and South, that's for sure. Karen Lee is Executive Director of the National Committee on North Korea. Thanks so much.
Thank you.